Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's on proper now. Go on, you talk in your bit.
Hello, testing.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. You're going to talk, how are you going to talk?
I'll talk like this.
And I will talk like this, isn't it?
We have, let me turn that.
Because
we're on tour, we're recording this ourselves.
Yeah, doing it, we've got all the buttons and all the microphones. We've got no audio.
So if it cuts out and the charts that are recorded on this comes in, it's because we don't know what
we're doing.
I'm going to turn that bit down then.
Yeah, turn that down.
That's
a bit.
It.
That's your dirty trick.
How are you all?
Hi, guys. Everyone okay?
Yeah.
Presume that you were saying, yeah, we're fine.
Fine.
A few of you will be saying, oh, I've had a bad time, actually.
I've been in hospital for a week now. But we are on tour, and that's why we ain't done a podcast for quite some time.
Working very, very hard.
Oh, very hard.
One of the hardest times you've ever worked, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And tonight we're in Bath.
Yeah, we're in the Comedia.
The Comedia in Bath, and we're in the dressing room.
I'd say come along, but by the time this goes out, we'd have been gone. We'd have been arrested.
What we better do, I'll tell you what we do, let's just check. Should we check it all? Can we see if it's working?
We'll pick it up again in a second.
All right, we're back in a minute. Just see if it's recording. Hold on, please. Okay.
It's working, isn't it?
It's working.
It's definitely working.
Definitely working. What's been the highlight so far for you?
What, the tour?
The tour, yeah.
Well, I've got to show you, Barry. This show that we're doing, we're blowing roofs off, aren't we?
Absolutely blowing roofs off.
I must say, we go out there, because we're not just doing a show, we're not looking to get laughs.
No.
We are spreading a very, very important message,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we are.
And I think so far we've saved loads and loads of people, you know, because we're trying to improve the world.
That's the objective of us
going around the country, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah, it is very much so. I was in Bristol last night. Oh. I loved it.
Well, they were ready to hear the message.
They was ready to hear the message.
Yeah.
Now, whether we impart the message to you tonight for free is
unlikely. I mean, we can give you a flavour of the message, but if you want the message in full, then you will have to pay for that. And it's not an unreasonable thing.
No.
You know, we have to hire the venue.
Yes.
We have to get a bus everywhere we go.
We have to pay for our own rider.
Yeah, we have to take bits and bobs around with us all over the place.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for the fax? Us? I don't think so.
No.
So, as you can see, the money we ask for to spread our spiritual message is not. It's not an unreasonable request. It's not.
So what you're going to
get, especially for what you get.
Yeah. So instead of us spreading the message now, we're just going to give it all the other object that we normally
do. Like, what's your favourite food been whilst you've been on the tour?
We've had some very traditional stuff from all over the country.
Ginsters.
We've had Ginsters down in Greggs. We've had it a variety of places.
Yeah,
but for example, down here in Bath, we've drunk an awful lot of that mineral water.
Yeah, well, you have. I drank a lot of that cider, what they had.
The cider, did, and I drank the mineral water. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, I think I'd have felt an awful lot more healthy if I'd had the cider.
I think because Bath is traditional, it's like known for its cider.
Yes.
You know, so I don't feel quite as bad as buying a bottle of Ice Dragon here.
That's
as
right.
I would say in Neasden, you know. Yeah. I feel like, no, this is a place you're supposed to have the Ice Dragon, you know?
Yeah, and similarly, when we were in North Finchley last week, I got really tanked up on a traditional Carlsberg.
Yeah, that's right, which you're famous for it. In
very
North
famous
Finchley,
around
yeah,
that
yeah.
area.
That's right.
And,
you're mad on that.
But what normally happens is we get to the end of the show and we want to go out for a drink. And people who want to meet us, want to pour us,
buy us drinks and all that. We have not had to buy a drink. I mean, every say store we leave at, there is someone standing there with a little gift of bottle of cider, 20 Rothmans, a betting ticket. You know, we have been shared with gifts, innit?
We get to the stage door and the place, this stage door Johnny's all over the place.
Yeah.
Why people come?
Yeah,
put them in a bit of tissue paper with them.
We do it in a car park.
Stage door Johnny's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
a theatrical phrase, isn't it?
For any people who are not in the business like us,
we is.
It's stage door Johnny's are people who hang around, want to touch you, want to be a part of what we're doing.
I want to soak up the atmosphere. Very much so.
Really.
I mean, the only trouble with touring I have found is getting back on time to sign on is quite tricky, you know?
It is tricky, and then they say, what have you been doing last week? You don't say, I've been charging people to watch a message, looking for work, very much so, been trotting around.
I've been like Daniel Blake.
Looking for work, that sort of thing. But we've done Hartfordshire, that was nice. A real opportunity for people in Hartfordshire, all my friends and neighbours to come and see me. I don't know why they didn't.
No one did, but it would have been a great.
Can you imagine how wonderful it would have been if all my friends and neighbours had come? But unfortunately,
I'll tell you what we should do.
Yes.
We should get that Watford Coliseum.
Yes.
We should do that one.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think Davidson's on there at the moment.
Is he?
He's doing his 40 years of being in show business.
Oh, right. Well, we could do something like that. 40 days of being in show business and what we've learned.
What we could do is take a leaf out of Davidson's book and do one of them adult pantos. You know, he does like Cinderella.
Yes, I do. Cinderella with an S.
Cinderella with an S.
Yeah.
You know, and all them kind
boobs
of...
Boobs in the wood.
Boobs in the wood. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be good, yeah.
Mother got
Pussy in boots.
Pussy in boots.
Yeah.
Dan Aladdin.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan Aladdin.
I don't know. Pussy in boots.
Pussy
like
in boots.
Yeah.
What are the other one? Mother Gooch.
That's a good.
What other pantos are there? Babes in the...
I said boobs in the woods.
Boobs in the
woods. Which isn't a traditional panto, is
no,
it? Boobs in the woods?
No, not really.
So there's only three then, isn't it? Aladdin?
Yeah.
Is that a panto?
Panto.
Aladdin?
Yeah, Aladdin is
Yeah,
one.
Aladdin, yeah, yeah. Buttons. There's also one with buttons in. That's Cinderella.
Cinderella.
With an S.
Yeah.
And then there's the dwarfs one.
Oh, Snow. What would that be?
Snow White and the Seven Tits.
Snow Shite and the Seven Tits.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet Davidson, if he got hold of that one. Oh, God.
Blimey, that would run and run and it would be like a mousetrap of filthy pantomime.
Yeah, that's right, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But I bet he does that one for the soldiers out in Afghanistan.
I bet he does.
The Taliban.
But you come out there and, you know, do it. Hello, I'm Buttons. I'm Buttons.
Oh, yeah. I'll get my knob out.
Yeah, that would be the
because
first
time. Because you can't do, like, make sure no kids are in, because I'm not allowed to see that.
See,
it's not right.
See that.
Seeing that, you know.
I mean, on our show, it does say kids over 16, is it, or something like that?
I think there's your occasional swear word that comes in when someone is in the audience taking the right pitch.
That's true.
Then we have to deal with them.
I'm trying to think of the dirty bits. There's your the bum bum bit.
Yeah,
you
my bum bum.
Your bum bum.
Yeah, when, well, you strip naked.
I do.
But it's spiritual.
It's not spiritual. It's all done very, very tasteful. And the dirty protest in Act 2.
Yeah, well, it's political as much as anything. Yeah, and, you know, these people have to learn about this stuff,
But apart from that, of course, the pissing element.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. There's not a lot else.
Anyone is welcome. Families are very welcome.
In fact, we encourage the under 13s because it's much more their level of intelligence.
Give software vendor audits the red card by signing up the Livingstone Managed Service Team right away. Call 0203-817-4880 or visit livingstone-tech.com to find out how.
So, what else is that? We've had a catastrophe last night in that hotel.
Goodness gracious
me. Oh, my God. We turned
catastrophe.
Up, we turned up at the Travelodge, right?
Yeah.
You know what these things are like.
It was like a building site, wasn't it?
It was like a building site.
Yeah.
We're coming.
It's like one of them very disappointing holidays in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, when the brochure showed you one picture and then you get there and it's like, where's the walls?
Well, exactly.
Where's the ceiling?
Exactly. You know? When one stays in a hotel, and you and I don't do that very often, you expect, you know, waiters dropping down with little bow ties.
Exactly.
You expect at least a wall.
Or a lift.
Or a lift.
Lift would be good.
We turn up, you know. There's nothing there.
It's travel lodge written on cardboard. But I have my suspicions that it was a travel lodge at all, actually.
I mean,
it was just a door and on a bit of cardboard it said travel lodge, but that was written with felt tip pen.
And it's spelt wrong without a D, travel lodge.
Yeah, exactly. My alarms are already going.
Well, you're like that. You're intuitive like
that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, hold on a minute, what is this, you know?
Well, yeah. And then when I said, can you show me my room?
And that,
I think she calls herself a madam. When she showed me upstairs.
Yeah.
I say upstairs.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean.
Yeah. She showed me to up the stairs, and I got there, and I said, where's the bed? Mm, right, and she goes, well, you
can... How long are you going to be here for?
Exactly. Yeah. And I said, I think this is tied on a bit of shut-eye. Oh, and she said, oh, kinky, is it, sort of thing. And then, do you remember those people they invited in.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah,
they were
tourists.
Like tourists coming.
Yeah, they were tourists and they were dressed very funny.
Weren't they?
Yeah, like, you know, remember when Max Mosley was on the front cover of News of the World? There was people like that wandering around. I thought, listen, I just want a cup of tea and I want to go to sleep.
I started brushing my teeth and I found I was sharing a room with a lady done up in a neck.
Yeah, it looked very much like a circus troupe.
And there was all sorts going on. I couldn't get a wink of sleep.
There was a lot of noise, wasn't there?
A lot of noise.
Moaning and all
moaning, a headboard banging.
You know. I'm not going back there again.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going back there
again. The producers have got some of the... I mean, you know, we had a kit in that Didworth bus station.
Bus station, yes.
That
was quite nice, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was quite nice. It sorted my back right out, that did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But it's no expense... No expense.
It's hard going around the country on the National Express coaches.
Yes, it is.
Ella, I thought when they said you go on tour, there would be a little, there'd be like a car.
Well, I thought that as well. It's been a mystery, and then to turn up at venues and
then go, sorry.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This hasn't been a theatre for about 5 years.
Yeah, so we've had to make do with what we've had, like living rooms and stuff. You know? But we've had a great time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of our show in W.H. Smith. It's now in a mall.
Yeah. We got 3/4 of the way through that before they said, I'm afraid you'll have to go from here, please, unless you're going to buy something.
That's right. Yeah,
so I bought a copy of the paper and we carried on to the end.
For a little bit longer, didn't we? Yeah.
You couldn't do the encore, though.
Yeah. I mean, when we was in Bretton Mange.
Yes.
We were just getting up to our really funny bit midway through, and they said, look, can you move away from the hot cabinet because people want to be served?
Yeah, well, that's right. So we've had to, you know,
adapt
and overcome. We've had to use all our old army skills.
Oh, yeah.
Our old military skills.
Our military skill. Yeah. I mean, people turn up expecting to see some comedy and it's you doing your marching.
But, you know, with the space that you've got and no microphones, you have to entertain them any way you can.
That's the nature of street
and my marching is going down very well. They're loving it.
Yeah, they are loving it. But I mean, the nice thing is you've had a couple of visitors, haven't you, from home?
Oh I've had a couple of visitors. It's my cousin Apostolos.
Yeah,
he come over from Greece. And he says Angelos, listen, mate, I heard you was on tour, so I presumed that you have a few quid now.
Right,
you know, because he's from Greece.
I said,
well, what's going on over there, mate?
Yeah.
And he says, well, you know, I don't know whether you've heard or nothing, but, you know, whatever, our economy's in the bin.
Right.
That's what he says to me.
Yes. Very good of you to let him join in the show, because he don't have any discernible skills.
No, but, I mean, he's looking for work, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So I said, look, just stand over there, and I gave him, like, a sheet of paper. I said, just read them lines, whenever you want.
Yes.
Like, and he so... I mean, he wasn't great.
No.
He wasn't great.
No. Do you remember the Bristol Times... referred to him rather cruelly as an arsehole.
I know. I think that was unfair.
I
think it was uncalled for.
But there's
nothing you can do about these reviews.
They don't understand.
What they don't understand is, they criticise.
When we got your neighbour who turned up to see us the other day and we got him on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
when
we just got him to open a packet of Walker's crisps?
I mean, he's in a wheelchair. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with that sort of
they
stuff.
They do, and we're breaking boundaries.
Oh, yeah, we're breaking
just having
boundaries.
A fella in a wheelchair
breaking
or
his
not.
Leg as well. That's why he's in a wheelchair.
Eating a packet of cheese and onion. Yeah. All right. Okay, it's art.
Okay, fell off the stage.
Yeah, fine.
It caused a real ruckus in the scene and, you know, health and safety problems as well.
Yeah.
But we was breaking boundaries.
Yeah.
And his leg.
Yeah, and that poor woman who's in the front row, Shirley Johnson. If you're feeling better, we apologise
please don't. If you are thinking of suing us, then we would kindly request that you don't.
If it's any consolation, there's half a packet of cheese and onion in the wings there somewhere,
And we can send those to you in the post.
In the post, so Shirley. As I say, don't sue.
Yeah,
that's just the nature of art.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you come to a show like what we're doing, which is very expressive and very, very boundary breaking.
Yes.
Then, you know, as I say, if you want to make an omelette, you've got to smash a few faces in.
Yes, that's right. Mm. And we certainly did.
Mm, we did that night.
If you want to come and see it, where are we? Reading is sold out.
Sold out. Oh, no, really. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Oh, we're gosh. Sold out in really? Reading I'm for fast. Tomorrow, I'm which fast. Is Saturday.
Yes. Yes,
Doncaster.
Yes. Sold out.
Sold out, Nottingham's okay. No, okay.
No,
And when we turned out, we said, hello, Angelos, and Barry brought in our props, that cannon, your mate in the wheelchair, packet of cheese and onion.
Yeah,
and and the man said, oh, yo, verily, come through. And he was holding a sort of oil lamp.
Yeah, a lantern.
I said, what is this?
What's Dickens?
And then we spoke to the general manager, he went, oh, no, that's old Harry.
Oh,
He's a ghost. I was in the toilet because I get very, very nervous for a show, even before we sound
check. You do get that, no.
And it's like, you know, I heard that on the thing.
Hello.
I said, hello, I'm just in the toilet.
In a poo, sort of thing.
And Harry stuck his head in, and I got it done pretty quickly.
I bet you were, exactly.
And he had his oil lamp, and he says, verily, everything all right, master? And I said, Harry, it's all very spooky, and I'm sure it attracts the tourists, but I am having a shit. Could you kindly
go away?
He says, I can't. I'm haunted, this place.
Well,
for
if you
200
don't go
years.
Away, mate, yeah. I'll shed light to you.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him since.
No, we ain't. I dare say it's hard to set fire to an apparition.
No, I mean, if you pour Petra over it, you can do it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, no, because there was one in, I read another one in...
Red Hill? Hartford?
Hartford Theatre. When I asked you to put my microphone on,
I felt
these cold hands just like touching my bum,
yes,
and you know, and going all over my back and my neck. And you said, oh, I said, Barry, what are you doing, touching me like that? You went, oh no, it's not me touching it.
It's Cyril.
Cyril, the ghost of Hartford Theatre.
That's right.
Who I never saw, but every time I felt like my bum was getting touched, you told me it was Cyril.
Well, I was right behind you, and Cyril, he pushed me to one side, and he went, verily, master, I will do Andrew's battery pack.
And
it might have felt like
your hand, but
it wasn't. It was Cyril.
Because that's happened about six times in like different places.
Very haunted.
Cyril has followed us around.
Yeah,
all over
Yes. In fact, I'm wondering whether Harry is in fact Cyril, and he's got a fake beard. No, but it was the same. Do you remember? Yeah. Oh God. Do you remember when you accused me of stealing your roll-ups?
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Cyril, was that Red Hill, or was that
that was at Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah, yeah. I said, where's my... Because I did a roll-up and it's gone now.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, that's Cyril, what's that done?
Yeah, it was Cyril.
Cyril went outside, you know, with me.
Yeah.
And he took it and I shut and had a fag with him.
Well, I went outside with Cyril and he was having...
He was having a roll-up. Because you don't smoke.
No, don't touch him.
No.
But Cyril was out there and he's tugging away on a roll up. Any passers by.
Must have been very strange.
Very strange. Yeah. And he says, verily, what is this? Walter Riley has not brought tobacco over from the Americas yet. And I said, this is an amber leaf And I said, is that Angelos? And he went, no. And then I looked down, he had your watch on.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder where that had gone and all.
Nothing to do with me.
No. So let's just recap then. Cyril's been nicking my fags, my watch and touching my bum.
And when I got charged for that shit in the bed, Cyril.
That's Cyril again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like that. He's very rude like that.
No, I think we're going to have to get rid of him by the time the tour ends because, you know, he's costing me a fortune.
Yes.
You know, he's touching me up.
He is doing that, and I think that's unacceptable.
No, I totally think it's unacceptable.
Well, in them days, you wasn't allowed to do nothing like that.
Well, no, well, this is what's happened, isn't it? I mean, he's all repressed from the 1800s, isn't
he?
And he's come back now where we're all don't know and gives a shit.
Yeah, that's
and he's
right.
got the wandering hands. I understand what's happened.
Yeah.
I don't mind him doing it to me, but I'm just saying that, like, I'd rather be able to concentrate for when I say, rather than worrying about a ghost touching my bum and nicking my roll-ups.
Well, this is what I want to tell you. You know, the other night...
Yeah.
When we was at Red Hill,
yes.
and that little assistant stage manager smacked me round the head.
Yeah, I remember.
And claimed
that.
That I touched her in the dark. And I went, that was Cyril.
And Cyril as well. Yeah.
And any complaints that have been made to Live Nation Productions.
Yeah, it's very easily defended, isn't it? Because we've got so much proof that he's been following us around, like touching my bum and nicking my Rolex and my watch. And so when Cyril touched up the stagehand, then, you know.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get people to believe that stuff.
Well, you take a photo of Cyril and he can't see him.
Not even with a Polaroid.
No, that's right. So that's Cyril. And Cyril, you're floating around here. Listen.
Clear off, prick. Mate. Do without you.
Yeah. But so that's been pretty much what it has. Fine dining, we've had dining. Booze.
Yeah, you've put quite a bit of weight on, haven't you, Barry?
I have, well, it's embarrassing going down the motorway and that big van's doing a wheelie when I'm sitting in the back.
Yeah, because it's all gone on your back, isn't it?
All it's all gone off. Look at my back there.
It's all bits hanging off it now.
See that there?
Yeah. Oh.
That's a little bit of... Fat.
Wing fat.
I've got a wing fat. Fatty.
Because your neck's got very fat, isn't it?
Yeah, it has got fat. Fatty neck. If the audience, they want to see a spectacle.
Well, exactly, and they want to see a lot of you.
Yeah, they do.
So you might as well fill the stage.
Well, exactly.
With your fat.
Yeah, I mean, Margaret has been on tour with us for
some of these,
but when she goes, occasionally she goes home to feed the cat, we go bloody mad,
shouldn't we?
Absolutely, we
stay up until 10:45.
Yes, every night.
We have a Baileys. Yeah, Cyril hasn't nicked my fags.
Yeah, we might go outside and have one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing about Cyril. We'll keep flicking over to Babe Station when you go out.
When I go out,
when you come back in.
And it's on when I come back in.
So it's just me, Cyril, and Angelos.
I think if we can't tame Cyril, then we should certainly employ him to be our stage manager on the next tour.
It'd
be nice to have a ghost stage managing.
Oh, yes.
It'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He couldn't do any less.
No.
Could he?
Yeah.
Cyril, could you just bring in a couple of waters? Verily, sir.
Verily, here I come.
They fall through my hands.
Yeah, he's on the floor again.
The floor. And all that sort of carry on.
Anyway, there'll be more tour talk.
Yes.
Next time.
But before we go, we better tell you, I have had an out of body experience. I got knocked over in Leeds.
Yeah.
And just for a second, I caught a glimpse of heaven. Do you remember?
Oh my God,
I'll tell you about the white light I saw and what I saw in heaven.
Yeah.
It's different for every man. Oh, well, for my heaven.
Yeah.
My heaven. And I know I'll come to you because you had that. I had a near-death experience.
Yeah, I did.
I've been knocked over by a Suzuki Jeep in Leeds.
Right.
All right, so I've hit the deck.
Because you're not used to being in the north.
No,
and things are very different up here. Like,
they drive on the wrong side of the roads. Yeah, they don't speak English.
And they don't understand what you say.
They don't. So making myself heard to the ambulance man that I want to go to hospital. Yeah, he went, what?
What is it?
You want to go to the pub? End up in the pub, and that's where I needed. And I saw a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, yes.
And I started floating towards it. And when I got, it's different for every person. So my heaven was, I was greeted by, what's the name?
Linda Luchard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah.
At the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And she said, all right, Barry. And I thought, bloody hell. I could hear you calling me,
Barry, you ain't in your
time,
mate,
your time. So I've got Linda and Sara going, come in, they're all here, Suzanne, Mitzi, they're all here, there's Curry on tap 24/7. And you're going, come back, we've got to do the show.
Is Cheryl up there?
No, Cyril, he was down here with you.
With me, I know.
I think he split up with Linda Lusardi. That's why I come back down. And I'm thinking, do this crappy show or spend a lifetime up there with Curry. Imagine there's tea whenever you want.
Yeah, I said, I thought so.
So Linda goes, come in, Barry. And she opened
the door.
Well, yeah, and that. And she opened the door of the gates. And I walked in, and I was a man 25 years younger.
I was about
87, yeah. And I walked in, and I skipped in.
Yeah, well, you can do that, you know, up there.
But then I saw... Now, anyway, I got in, and everything you could want up there. Waterbed,
you want to have a waterbed.
As I say, there's curry. They don't take away the chutney tray. You can have it the whole time. They don't come up midway through a chicken shashlik and say, enjoying your meal, so you have to virtually spit it out. Nothing like that.
They leave you alone.
There's light rice to Candleford on the telly 24/7.
Lovely.
There's a box set of Heartbeat. Anything by Windsor Davis plays on up in a loop. It is a...
It's heaven.
If you want, I mean, you could go and there's a palm tree area and it's all like
that. If you want that sort of Shandra Parks thing. Yeah.
I want more. If you've been to Clapton, there's bingo all the time. It's bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it's very good, actually. But then you had to come back because it wasn't your time.
Well, Linda,
that must have been a right bind.
Well, what happened was I was just tucking in. There's a beef eater there.
Oh, you got one of them up there and all. I suppose you've got anything you want. A harvester as well.
I had a starter. Normally don't have a starter.
Yeah, you did.
I went to the salad bar many times when I had a starter, and I said, right, I'm just tucking into a roasted salad.
I wouldn't have bothered with the salad. You come straight in for a steak.
Well, first of all, I thought, I better have some for my health, and I realised I was dead.
It doesn't matter.
So I'm just tucking into a roast dinner with Chinese on the side.
Yes.
And, Never the Twain.
Sindon comes up to
me and says, oh, there's a call for you over there. And I went to a gold phone. And it was Linda Lusardi saying, Barry, you're going to have to come back to the gates. I said, what's up, Linda? I thought we had a date tonight. She said, no, never mind that. You ain't properly dead. Ain't your son.
You're a tourist up here.
I was a tourist. And before you knew it, I didn't even have a chance to say goodbye to Molly Sugden. I was sucked off by Linda Lusardi out the doors, down the tube, and suddenly, bang, I was back on the ground in Leeds, in a pub.
I was picking you up, wasn't I?
You was picking me up, and I was like, oh, Christ. Is it heaven? And you said, no, we're in a Wetherspoon. I said, well, close.
It's quite
close. But when you went ill...
Oh, no, because you're very similar, actually, because I was in Leeds as well.
That's it.
And I got knocked over by that.
Funny we got knocked over the same...
Oh, no, I got knocked over by the Suzuki, right? And it's the same fella, and he's gone. He was trying to warn me, like it was some warning going on because he's coming up the street, and you know, because I just consciously coming out of Wetherspoons.
That's right.
When I had my experience, and he's going, he's shouting something in on his
in Leeds,
like that.
He's going,
get out of the way, get out of the way.
I'm going, what's he saying?
So I just stood in the middle of the road, because I didn't understand the language or the culture. He ran me over with his bike. Anyway, I've stumbled and I've staggered and I've hit the bloody deck and I thought, oh my God, I'm in trouble here. Anyway, I thought, what's going on? I wake up lying on the floor. Anyway, I start getting up, like I'm walking, I'm like, oh, so I stand God, up and I'm thinking remember, to myself, yeah. Am I alive?
Yeah.
Am I dead? Alive. I don't know. I feel different. I feel completely different. Anyway, I look over there, and then there's this bright light.
End of a tunnel.
No, this wasn't the end of a tunnel.
No, it was just a
very bright light. Anyway, I sort of thought, I'm going to walk towards that because I've read about this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I start walking towards this very bright light, like that. And this bright light, as it comes into view, it's just his Ladbrokes.
Yes.
And I think I'm in heaven.
Yes.
So I go in there.
Stick a Yankee on.
Yeah, I go into Ladbrokes to follow the bright light.
Yeah.
And I sort of knock on the door, gung, 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 like that. Yeah. And like you say, the door opens.
Yeah.
And there's this old fella stood there with a flat cap and a roll-up.
And you're thinking it's
and
God.
And I'm going, oh, my God, this looks like God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, hey, come in, lad.
Yeah,
I think he's inviting me into heaven.
Christ,
you know?
Yeah.
So I go straight in there and I have a look round and I thought, this is gorgeous. Yeah. All the fruit machine lights are flashing. It's exactly like it is on Earth.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And there's all like bits of newspaper on the wall with all the runners and riders.
Paradise.
Like pens everywhere and old people in there, like, you know, with pens and writing stuff. And I'm thinking, I am in heaven here.
Yes.
I'm in heaven. So anyway, I go over to the board and I get a slip. And I just get a slip and I get a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I just look up at the screen. I go, well, it don't matter what I put on, do it?
Because
they're all going to come good, you know.
Yes.
So I stuck, like, I thought, well, what? I'm in heaven, I can do what I like. Just 500 quid to win.
Christ,
you know,
to
six,
win.
6-1 outside on the greyhounds, you know. I thought I should go and stick that. So I glided over to the counter.
Yes.
I didn't walk, I glided.
Glided,
you know. And I just stuck my slip down. And they said £500. I got out 500 notes like that. To win, don't track it like that. And I just waited, you know. And then and the hair's running and the dogs are going like
the
that.
The celestial hair was running.
Exactly. And the dogs go. And my dog that I had 500 quid on, it got bumped on the first corner and then like fell over the barriers.
Oh,
and
God.
Yeah, and that's when I started to think, hold on a minute, I might not be in heaven.
Yeah, in heaven.
I might actually, I think I might be in Ladbrokes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then at that moment it sort of jolted me, and I woke up from this, you know, this feeling, and I looked around and I thought, no, I'm in Ladbrokes. Yeah, and I walked out in the street.
Yeah.
And then there you was coming out of Wetherspoons, and you said, come back in here, you know.
Yeah.
Sure, I went back in there, you know.
Right.
So it was a beautiful experience whilst I thought I was in heaven.
It really
when it turns out that I was not in heaven, then it was just like, it was quite good anyway.
Well, you know what, if you've had this sort of experience, I really now will be praising God.
Yeah,
and you're praising more William Hill, Ladbrokes, anything like that.
Yeah, any of those guys.
Any of those gods.
Yeah.
So,
Paddy Power.
Good luck if you do see the tunnel.
Yeah, good luck with it. Honestly, if you get a chance to see the tunnel, it is, oh, my, you know, you're in for a treat, honestly.
Yeah, especially the one you saw, because I think there's a vending machine in there and all. So.
Yeah, there's a Clicks tea machine.
There's a Clicks tea machine, isn't
there?
Now, look, we're going to come back and do some more another time, but in the meantime, why don't you put your hand in your pocket?
Come and see the show!
Honestly,
you won't be disappointed, guys. Honestly.
And so Reading sold out, sorry, exactly.
Yeah.
Next week, Doncaster.
Where
is it?
What?
Doncaster, where's Nottingham and Cambridge Junction.
Yeah.
That's not a train station, although it might be if the theatre's been pulled down. But come and see us and
come and see the show.
And we've written it, not just
It's all written.
It's all written.
Yeah. It's worth spending the money on.
Okay.
It really is.
Well, I'm going to go now because I can feel Cyril and Harry, both of them in here now.
Yeah,
they're
I can feel them actually. They're under the table. What are
you doing down there?
Touching my leg.
Oh, there's Harry.
Harry's game.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.